Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. Today he is reaffirming that we are love, that there is nothing else. The form you have chosen is always perfect for you. All sentient life forms are love expressing itself through those forms. That is not always apparent because, as beings in form, the need to care for those forms is an ongoing daily requirement that very frequently distracts you from your overall intent to be only loving whatever arises. So forgive yourselves for any sins or errors that you commit, and make a point of fully accepting yourselves just as you are in the here and now environment of life in form. You are all, without any exceptions, doing your best. But because you are all, by design, evolving spiritually in every moment of your lives in form, you keep being brought to the awareness that you need to evolve even further, that you need to stop reacting egotistically when something unexpectedly occurs and upsets you, even momentarily. You all chose to be in form in whatever age you experienced or are experiencing that state, long, long ago, yesterday, or today, to evolve spiritually, and you are all succeeding magnificently. There are no failures. Nevertheless, life in form does involve suffering for all to a greater or lesser extent, depending on the paths that individuals have chosen for the lessons they wish to learn. Therefore, the forms in which you find yourselves, in which you are experiencing yourselves, living your physical lives in this present moment, are always absolutely perfect for each of you. That is why self-acceptance is so essential. The form you have chosen is always perfect for you, as you will come to understand very clearly if you will let go of all judgment. Judgment is a massive distraction. It slows down your learning process, your spiritual evolution, so let go of your attraction to it, of the felt need to recognize and judge any wrongness in self or others, so that you can feel better about yourselves. Your egos are full of wiles and tricks to lead you astray, to make you miss your turning, even your destination, which is why it is essential to recognize this and be sufficiently aware of them so that you can ignore or bypass their fearful guidance and directives. They cannot serve you well because fear is their nature, and that is an unreal state because, as you know, there is only love. Dealing lovingly and compassionately with your egos is a major aspect of your spiritual evolution. You all have egos while you are in form because they are able to provide you with many lessons demonstrating what an absence of love would be like. An absence of love is impossible, and yet the world of form that you are presently experiencing seems to be enormously lacking in love. It is not. Love is always fully there and available to respond instantly to your call for its loving and comforting embrace. Nevertheless, most people very frequently choose to ignore it and be guided by their egos, which can, and often do, provide a momentary sense of satisfaction, of rightness, even of virtuousness in dealing with something that arises and infringes on and threatens their personal space. Later, when they remember the egotistical sense of satisfaction that arose in the moment, it often leaves them feeling dishonest, defiled, even guilt-ridden. So be fully aware of the way your egos are constantly attempting to direct your thoughts, words, and actions, and accordingly set the intent to be mindful in every moment, thus momentarily delaying your response to people or situations so that you respond wisely, instead of reacting instantly and egotistically. Doing this is to live lovingly, following your pre-incarnational intent, and it helps you to avoid saying words or engaging in actions that you will later regret. You are all beings of love, awakening from the dream or illusion that is life in human form. You have chosen to be informed to demonstrate the reality of love, to those who are not yet aware that they too are spiritual beings presently informed to take part in and assist in the collective awakening of all of humanity. You do this simply by being you. Nothing else is necessary. In fact, anything else is most likely your ego seeking to demonstrate its competence in helping or understanding others as it seeks personal approval from those it admires. It is a momentous task, but you do have a deep inner knowing that it is your divine purpose, your reason for being incarnate now, and that your support teams in the spiritual realms are watching over you and powerfully assisting you at all times. You also have limitless assistance from others in form, of whom you may be completely unaware and who are most likely also unaware of you, but nevertheless are doing similar work, and you are supporting each other most powerfully, yet inconspicuously, just by being. The tsunami of love, presently cascading across the world with a zestful enthusiasm and power that you cannot possibly imagine or conceive of, is unstoppable. It is love's will embracing you. The divine will is for you to awaken, and so you will, because what Source wills is always perfectly achieved. And every one of you, every sentient being in form, is always perfectly aligned with that will, even though massively unaware of it, because it is the only will. Yes, there is much chaos, confusion, conflict, and suffering being experienced right now by vast numbers of people presently on Earth in form. However, remember that everyone is precisely where they have chosen to be, even though they might and probably would deny that this could be so. What is happening is an enormous collective recognition and release of all that is not in alignment with love, and many are in great pain and suffering, physical, psychological, and emotional, possibly all at once. This is why your task of demonstrating love in action is so vital. When you do that, power of your individual energy fields is enormous, and because you have set and continue to reset the intent to be only loving, and because all are one, your individual and crucial energy fields amalgamate and combine with the tsunami of love, helping it to find and enter through almost imperceptible openings into the hearts of those who appear to be utterly and completely closed to it. No heart is fully closed to love. To be that closed is impossible. But it is often very difficult to find the opening in some of those extremely hurt and damaged ones. Your presence on Earth, intending to express and extend love and compassion to every soul on Earth in form, is of major importance in uncovering those openings and in assisting the owners to uncover love residing within themselves. You are never alone. To be alone is to be separate from Mother, Father, God, from love, from the Source, and that is impossible because that is all. Your eternal existence is, in every moment, within the One, all. That is where all life, all love, all beings have their eternal home. Let go of your doubts. They are totally unfounded because you are eternally, in every moment, living, loving, creating, and being within His infinite, vast, and loving embrace. All is eternally at loving and harmonious peace with itself, and you are there. Your loving brother, Jesus.